Welcome to the Queen's Birthday Weekend edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 12th of June 2022. Your reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 megs by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3.67 by Peter, VK7 TPE. On 7140 by Ross, VK7 ALH. On 14130, Gary, VK7 JGD. And on 28525, Dale, VK7 DG. We also go out on UHFCB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RAD in southern VK7. Silent Key, Thomas Frederick Moore, VK7 Fox Mike. 13th of December 1923, 2nd of June 2022. Tom was born in Hobart on the 13th of December 1923. He was a World War II veteran, having been mobilised into the Army Signal Corps in May 1942 as a radio mechanic based in Hobart. In January 1943, Tom was discharged from the Army. The reason given on his mobilisation certificate was that he was required for service by the RAAF. This was the start of a flying career for Tom, of which he was deservedly proud to the end of his life. Tom started his flying training at Western Junction, followed by more training at Point Cook in Victoria, before completing his final training in England. Tom flew several types of aircraft, including trainers of various types, and also the Bristol Blenheim Mark IV and the de Havilland Mosquito, the latter being his favourite. Tom was discharged from the RAAF in 1946 with the rank of warrant officer. Tom had many and varied interests. He was a keen amateur radio operator, gaining his licence and call sign VK7 Foxtrot Mike in June 1948, and he constructed a lot of his own equipment. For many years, he took part in the RAAF net, a regular scheduled radio net, talking with other licensed ex-RAAF members. At the age of 98, Tom has outlived many of his contemporaries, and the RAAF net folded several years ago. Tom kept up the weekly sked with good friends Robert Reed, VK7RF, and myself, VK7HW, and with other amateurs who occasionally called in. Tom was also active in the 24-hour Remembrance Day contest held in August each year. Of course, as he aged, 24 hours was a bit long for him, but until several years ago, he made enough contacts to allow him to put in a log, and Tom was still active on the Tuesday evening radio skeds until he entered hospital. Tom had a number of jobs, but was working for the then Postmaster General's Department, or PMG, when in about 1960, he transferred to the ABC when television came to Tasmania. He was part of the technical team installing equipment in the new television studios. I first met Tom 57 years ago in 1965, after I started work with the ABC in Hobart as a technician in training, at that time affectionately referred to as TITs, or TITs. In about 1966, Tom was appointed as the head of ABC training in Hobart. While in his first year he only had 8 or so technical trainees, in subsequent years this built up to approximately 30-plus trainees, many of them from around the state. Over the years, Tom, being Tom, always planning ahead, arranged for extra activities, bringing in his experience as a radio amateur. A station, VK7BC, was set up in the basement/laundry, which was complete with the log fire heated laundry copper in the old house in Wilmot Street, where the training school was situated. Tom was also very interested in photography, and if my memory serves me right, when the radio was not being used, then it was a darkroom for the photography enthusiasts. Herman continues, Tom was also a keen sailor, initially in keelboats. However, seasickness took control. He tried everything to fix the to fix it, several medications, including the pill, but that did not work. Tom then started sailing in the International Enterprise dinghy. Tom built three wooden Enterprise dinghies and with others also imported a fiberglass Enterprise hull and deck from the UK. Tom fitted his out, naming it Odyssey. Later, Tom returned to the wooden Enterprise hull when he purchased Lara. As we grew older and finished our training, Tom became a mentor to myself and others, and a great family friend. When he finished in the training area, Tom changed roles and became the head of radio operations. We all ended up working in the new ABC studios at the railway roundabout. Tom retired in 1988, but did not stop following his hobbies. He was always a good planner, constructing many electronic items and the metal and wooden boxes to fit them in. Tom was always happy to discuss and give guidance on just about anything. I would like to end on this note, says Herman. The full 98 years of coverage would take too long if I haven't been already. As an example of how being helpful to someone can affect the direction or contribute to the success of their life, I would like to finish with this. In 1951, Corporal Tom Moore was in the CMF Signals Unit in Battery Point. The unit had its own amateur radio station, VK7SR. A younger soldier carrying out his national service commitment was impressed with this hobby and asked Tom for advice on building his own equipment. The soldier, a university student, obtained his license in 1953, and Tom invited him to his home to try out the new transmitter the soldier had built. Tom offered more encouragement, advice, and loaned equipment. After many years, Tom received a letter from this person, an eminent scientist, thanking Tom for the assistance and guidance Tom had given him 66 years previously. A couple of lines from that letter, and the letter said, "The electronic experience I gained in amateur radio from you was a major contributor to my subsequent career. The amateur radio you introduced me to was an important component of my education as a space scientist." To finish, I'm sure that Thomas Frederick Moore has passed on knowledge, skills, encouragement, and at times offered a shoulder to cry on to many people. I know I am one. Vale Tom, a long life well lived. Tom passed away in the Launceston General Hospital on Thursday the 2nd of June. I was able to visit him on the morning the day before. And that's signed Herman Westerhoff, VK7HW. And from Bob, VK7RF, Tom Moore, VK7FM, passed away in Launceston on the 2nd of June 2022. Tom was a veteran of World War II, having flown de Havilland Mosquito night fighters with the RAAF based in the UK. I first met Tom in 1965 when I started my first job with the ABC in Hobart. He was instrumental in fostering my interest in amateur radio, providing expert patient guidance in this fantastic hobby. During the years when I worked away from home on merchant ships, he ran many skeds on 15 and 20 metres and brought my wife and children to his shack in McGuinness Crescent in Manor Valley, allowing us to talk even when I was on the other side of the globe. A man of exceptional knowledge, infinite patience, and a great personal friend over 50 years. Sadly missed. And that's signed Robert Reed, VK7RD, or VK7RF. And now for something completely different. Non-commercial for sale / giveaway / wanted. Wanted, Brian, VK7BW, is looking for an ICOM AH4 random wire HF antenna tuner. Details to Brian, VK7BW. His email address is janewelsh77@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Brian, VK7BW. Giveaway. Bob, VK7RF, has the following item to give away. One only 2.7-meter prime focus fiberglass dish with frame suitable for pole mount. All you have to do is take it away. Please contact Bob on 0428 318 625, or you can email him vk7rf@wia.org.au. Thanks, and 73 says Bob, VK7RF, and he's also known as VK7RD. Contest news. Winter VHF and above field day. Well, the days have grown shorter, the temperature's dropped, and there's snow on many hilltops. Cool. Must be getting close to winter field day then. What would any other sane, sensible ham radio person do other than head for the hills and play radio and talk to other silly, committed people? This year, the winter field day happens on the weekend from 0200 UTC Saturday the 25th through to 0159 UTC Sunday on the 26th of June. That's 0400/0359 in VK6. Field days are a great opportunity to get out and about and play radio and see some sights. This particular event concentrates on the VHF, UHF and above part of the spectrum. Many people will be heading out with varying amounts of equipment in very varied configurations, all keen to make a contact and get some points on the board for the state. Why not head out with what you have to a nice elevator spot and see who you can work, or even work yourself a new grid square? You can stay home if that is better suited. The more home stations, the better. In fact, the more stations, the better for all. All you need to have is your six-digit Maidenhead square locator of your operating location, and ideally a logging program, although you can take a paper log and transcribe the contacts later. Expect activity around the usual frequencies and modes: 52.525, 146.5, 439, 1296.15, 2403.15, and our popular 3398.15, good for FM, and if required, 50.15, 144.15, and 432.15 on SSB. Hoping there will be some action higher up the bands as well. Hope to hear you on all the bands. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. QSL News, and a report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as of the 27th of May is in the email version of this broadcast. Herman was recently asked what the standard size of a QSL card should be. Amateurs are asked to keep the size of QSL cards to a single page within the ITU guidelines of 144mm by 90mm. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 is from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. And from the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC, we will begin this week with an update on the June General Meeting held last Saturday, the 4th of June. We had a good roll-up of members considering the outside temperature. The meeting commenced at about 1400 and was completed in about 40 minutes. Because meetings are now bi-monthly, the Treasurer was kept busy as he had to go through the financial reports for April and May. Members then adjourned to what we do best, afternoon tea, and what a feast of goodies it was. We thank all those members that donated food, including Roz, Lorraine, Kay and Yvonne, for fresh homemade goodies. Now, a safety communications team, Wattlewood Park, Sassafras Equine Endurance Ride update. The one-day event went well, starting at 0700 on Saturday morning. We provided the usual safety communications and rider tracking for three checkpoints. Thanks to Roger, VK7ARN, Lewis, VK7IT, Roscoe, VK7RC, Peter, VK7KPC, Idris, VK7ZIR, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Stefan, VK7ZSB, with a special thanks to Dave, VK7DC, from the Northwest Coast, for his assistance on the day. More information and photos are available on the NTARC website under blogs. True to word, the SSTV net was held on repeater VK7RJG again on Thursday night. Participants sending images were Colin, VK7ZCF, Brian, VK7KWB, Lewis, VK7IT, and Peter, VK7PD, who was also coordinating the night. The net started at 7:30 p.m. local time, and I believe the intention is to hold an SSTV net every Thursday night, and when VK7R RAF is repaired, the Hobart group has offered to migrate its group so that the Northern Amateurs can exchange pictures with Southern members via the link to VK7RJG. Some of these SSTV images from the night are available on the NTARC website under blogs. For those interested, the popular PC-based software is MMSSTV. For those on a phone or tablet using Android or Apple, there are apps available from their respective stores and work very respectably, just holding your device to the radio speaker. And now to the My Inner Hamfest in November. Keep thinking about what you or we as a club can do to help. Are there any NTARC members that would be willing to donate time on the day or for assisting in preparation of the upcoming My Inner Hamfest? Please contact the secretary or any committee member and make yourself known if you can assist or have any suggestions. Just a reminder of the Malcolm White presentation on Ray Norton, VK3ATN, to be held this coming Wednesday night. For Earth-Moon-Earth contacts, most people, including myself, probably are thinking of steerable 2-metre Yagi arrays or dishes. But from my research, it appears that Ray didn't think this way. He used a 4-stack rhombic antenna measuring 104 metres in length, and as you guessed, it was not steerable. This is approximately the performance one might expect from a 46-metre diameter parabolic reflector. Construction-wise, think of the maths involved in directional orientation and angle to ground needed to point to a future location of the moon in the sky so that the bounced signal would illuminate another predetermined area on the Earth's surface, in this case, America. Remember, this was pre-handheld calculator, back when we used log tables and a slide rule, or slip sticks, as it was fondly known. How about trying to set up a contact schedule? There was no internet or Discord to chat on. A phone call? The cost of anything but the shortest call would have been prohibitive, and they required being booked through an operator. Hopefully, I will find out how all this came together this Wednesday night. Mug order. Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for drinking out of, those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one, then please see Andre at the coffee mornings or at the technical night. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email the secretary at ntarc.net to confirm your order. And anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. Upcoming events. The next club technical night, Wednesday the 15th of June, will be a presentation by Malcolm White, past CEO of TASTAFE and currently Chair of Governance at the Royal Flying Doctor Service. He was a licensed amateur at an early age and is also an aficionado of CW. The presentation will be on his association with Ray Norton, VK3ATN, at the time of Ray's pioneering Earth-Moon-Earth achievements in the 1960s on the 2-metre band. All NTARC and non-club members are welcome to come along, and this presentation will commence at about 2,000 hours. Testnet and Technet. Wednesday the 22nd of June, Testnet/CW course on 3580 megs from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a Technet on 3567 megs from 7:30 until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, BK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection. So why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat? And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, BK7ZSB, Secretary of Entark Incorporated. And now, moving down the state and news from the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. SSTV Night. Wrap-up. Last Thursday night saw 12 amateurs participating in the SSTV Night on Repeater 2. There were VK7s FGGT, DMH, ZGK, TW, JUF/MR, KRJ, ZBX, HXT, ID, MAG, LW, and TED. We thank Ken, VK7KRJ, who switched his SSTV webcam across to the repeater frequency and captured many of the pictures. We will continue these nights, so why not join in and share some pictures? It's a great way to test your digital interfacing, and we get underway from around 8 p.m. Now, 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. June presentation night, Marine Scientific Electronics and Insight. On our June presentation night will be held on June the 22nd, 2022. It will focus on marine and scientific electronics and many of the techniques used in this fascinating area. Our presenter is Kim Brigg, BK7 Kilo Bravo from the Australian Antarctic Division. Kim will bring with him many pieces of equipment that have been created at the AAD for many of the experiments that the division has undertaken over the years. The presentation will get underway at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. See you there. 73 is from the Reese Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and assessments. REEST's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is Saturday, the 23rd of July, 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REEST Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 417 391 607 or email assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the REEST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REEST Facebook page, Events, for further details. And the 73 is from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. Justin, VK7TW, started with a galena crystal detector he built and showed the construction and then used a multimeter on the continuity function to show how hard it is to find a suitable part of the crystal to get a diode effect. Justin followed on with the basic circuit and how to calculate the inductor or capacitor values to get you into the broadcast band. Paul, VK7PEP, then joined Justin to run through the new FX4C SDR-QRP transceiver. Justin then showed his FT897 and the mounting of a DigiRig interface and leads into the empty battery box in the transceiver. This upgrades the FT897 to a digitally controlled 100-watt transceiver. A few of the articles from the latest AR magazine followed, and Justin outlined the latest long-distance whisper decode with the recently built small 160-metre antenna WB6YRT at 12,841 kilometres with a -23 whisper. We showed a huge loading coil from the early 1900s used in America. Thanks to Murray, VK7ZMS, for finding this. Justin finished off with the Kuhn 10 gig super low noise preamp that arrived in the mail recently. This Wednesday night, we have our postponed interview with Warren VK7/VK0WN directly from Casey Station in Antarctica. Thanks to Warren. We will also have a look at the crystal set using the crystal detector, more of the latest AR magazine, and much, much more. Why not come up and see what we get up to? We'll be streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, and we go out on RF on 445.5 megs DVB-T, 7 meg standard definition. So if you have a TV, a set-top box, or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. So to WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee session, Rochelle Club Rooms in Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet Wednesday the 22nd of June. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and the TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 2000 hours local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursdays commencing at 9:30 UTC, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Room from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club room, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640, commencing at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Events, NTARC, 15th of June from 8 p.m, Malcolm White presentation on Ray Norton, VK3ATN, 1960s Earth, Moon, Earth achievements, Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochelle. Reist, 22nd of June, Marine Scientific Electronics with Kim Briggs, VK7KB from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. VK7, 19th of November, VK7 Myena Hamfest, Great Lake Community Hall at Myena from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader, VK7PD. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 40 VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 20 VK7 Delta Golf, 10 VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, UHF CB Channel 15 VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RAD in southern VK7. And a huge thank you to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 09:30. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast, you can find it at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day, 73s, and stay safe from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.